Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking you through multi-table queries. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB07 and then open it up just like me. Okay, cool. Right, what are we going to do? Okay, multi-table queries, what are they? Well, last lesson we looked at queries and we created query rooms sorted ascending, but if you remember that consisted of one table, and a multi-table query is a query where you use more than one table, hence multi-table. And why do you need them? Well, if we take a look at table, should we go booking details? Why not? If you have a look at table booking details and table rooms, you can see that they are linked by this field here, which is the room ID foreign key. Now all of the numbers here correspond to numbers in this table here, and the reason we've broken them down into two tables instead of having the room numbers just shown here is because of what we call normalization. And if you don't know what normalization is, go back a few videos or a couple of videos and check that one out. But the idea is that rather than have one enormous table that has all the data in it and is really unwieldy and you've got lots of repeating data, you break it down into discrete chunks of data. But what we can do then, having broken it down, is we can use queries to put it back together again. So for example, if, actually I'll close that and I don't know why. If I wanted to actually see this, but instead of seeing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the numbers, I wanted to see the actual room number, I can do that using a query, and I will show you how now. So you go to create and you go query design, and here we choose the tables we want. So we're going to choose table booking details and table rooms, and I'm pressing the control button, so I highlight both of them and click add. Now because the two tables already have are already related by room ID and room ID FK, it already creates this join for us, which is really useful. And what we do, if I were to take every single record, and I'm just double clicking all of the fields, sorry, not records, from table booking details, forget about table rooms for a second, and I run it, I just pretty much get the same as table booking details. I just get the numbers. But if I take out room ID FK and I drag over room number, now when I run it, I have exactly the same table, which is booking detail, but I have a room number instead of the room ID, which is for me better to see. So what I've done using this query is I've taken two entities that I've split down and I've sort of put them back together again. And that's kind of why we use multi-table queries, so that we can reconstitute data into information that's useful for us. So it kind of it's the bit where once we've normalized, we put it all back together again. So it's like a little bit of a magic trick, because it looks exactly the same as if you just had a single table with room numbers and booking details, but it actually follows the rules of normalization. It's a much better data model. It makes everything, it's just a better way of creating a database. Now, question. When you create a multi-table query like this, I, at the moment, I said I've taken room ID out and I've put in room number. I would just, I'm just making this point here, I would do something like this for a report, like if I wanted to create a report, because if I save that and I'll call it query test, because I'm not going to use it, and close it. If I click on query test and then I create a report, now obviously I haven't styled it at all, but when I've now, having created the report, you can see that I've got all the information about the booking details, but I've also got the room number in there, which is what I want to see. I don't want to see 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 7, because that doesn't mean anything to me. So if you're creating a report, I'm going to close that. Actually, no, I won't close that. I'll leave it like that. If you're creating a report, this way of having the two tables and then dropping the sort of related attribute from the other table in this case room number, is great for reports. But if you were creating a form, would you do this? Would you drop room number in there, or would you stick with room ID? Well, your first thought would be actually I'd put room number, because I'm creating a form, I want to actually see number of the room. It's no good to me to see 1, 2, 3, 4 and the ID keys. But actually, if we close that, if I just click on table booking details and I create a form now, and this is, I'm moving away from multi-table queries, but I'm just, the reason I'm explaining this is I just want you to know sort of when you should use them. And like I said, one of them is if you're creating a report, you definitely do a multi-table query. If you're just basing a form off of a table, you might still base it off of a query. For example, you might want to sort it, but you don't have to, and it doesn't actually need to be multi-table, because if I go to where it says room ID, what I can do, I'm seeing a one at the moment, I can actually change this to reflect the room number and without actually changing the underlying data, so it still holds the primary keys. So if I right click here and go change to combo box, what I can now do is I can actually change the combo box to select the data from room, and how I do that by going to data, row source, I click on the three dots, I'm interested in table rooms, so I drop in table room, and I've got room ID and room number, and you know what, while I'm here, I'm going to sort them ascending, just run that. So we're actually putting a query inside a form, close that. So at the moment I've still seeing number one, but I can change the column count to 2, and I can change the column width, let's just say 1 and 3. That hasn't worked, or maybe it has actually. Let me go to form view. So if you click here, you can actually see when you click in it, although we're storing the ID field, we can actually now see the room number, and we can take that step further, because if we still clicked in room ID, if we click on column width here and change it to 0, which refers to the ID field, the first column is 0, width of 0, which means we're not going to see it, and let's say 4, which refers to the room number, now we've completely hidden the ID field and now we're just seeing the room number. So I haven't used a multi-table query, I've actually based this just off of a normal table, and we've used the ID field, and it's still storing the ID number, but we've used essentially a lookup to actually display data that's meaningful for us. Okay, so that was a small digression, but I think a worthy one as well. You can just get rid of that. So just to recap, multi-table queries, there are more uses than what I've just described, but one of the main uses is to sort of reconstitute data from a normalized state back into something that we can actually visually see, and obviously very common to use them in reports. Now, like I said, if you're creating a form, have a serious think about whether you would need to put two tables together, because you'd be better off using the ID from, well, in fact, you'd probably have to use the ID from the table and then change it to a combo box and use a lookup field. So that's multi-table queries. Hope that wasn't too confusing. And I hope to see you next video.